really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum to all you lovers of intellect and books. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and this is Bookshelf, the lover of intellect and books. Have you ever had the chance to ask 58 scholars a question at the same time? Well, today you're gonna. There's always been a debate on religion and science. Does religion help science, or is it a drawback for science? Which one is more reliable at times of conflict, religion or science? How does religion influence science, and how can science affect religion? How much are science and religion allowed to interfere in each other? What is the distinction between science and religion? And where are the borders drawn? Specifically, history has caused this question to become an essential one. With the events that occurred in the medieval ages and the things that happen today, there is a serious question about science and religion and how they relate to each other. Today I want to introduce a book on this matter. The book is called Some Important Questions Concerning Science Religion Relationship. The book comes in 18 pages and it's been gathered by Dr. Mehdi Golshani. Basically, 58 scholars and scientists respond to 8 fundamental questions which cover some of the most important areas of science-religion discourse.
The language of modern science still has many references to its Arabic roots. Take scientific terms like algebra, algorithm, alkali. I instantly recognize these words as Arabic. And these are at the very heart of what science does. There will be no modern mathematics or physics without algebra, no computers without algorithms, and no chemistry without alkalis. Surprisingly few people in the West today, even scientists, are aware of this medieval Islamic legacy. But it wasn't always so. From the 12th to the 17th century, European scholars regularly refer to earlier Islamic texts.
You're listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and this is Bookshelf. The book that I want to introduce to you today is called Some Important Questions Concerning Science-Religion Relationship by Mehdi Golshani. The short introduction of this book is a very good explanation into what it seeks to achieve, so I'm going to read the introduction first, and then I'm going to get into the book. In 1996, I sent a questionnaire to a number of Christian and Muslim scholars all over the world, asking them to respond to the following 8 questions. What is your definition of science and of religion? Do you see any conflict between your definitions of these two concepts? Where do you think there may be a conflict between these two? What has been the grounds for the development of conflict between these two? What has been the role of religion in the development of science in the West? Can we have a religious science? Can science dispense with religion? Can one separate the domains of activity of science and religion completely? The first round of responses consisted of 32 contributions, and it was published as Can Science Dispense with Religion? The third edition of this book, published in 2005, has been expanded to include a total of 62 contributions from Christian and Muslim scientists, philosophers, and theologians. When I received responses to my questionnaire, I was astonished to find that there is a great deal of similarity between the views of the scholars involved. Of course, at the sciences, religion and science theology conferences that I had attended since early 1990s, I had noticed a lot of common views between the scientists committed to monotheistic religions, but the responses reflected in this volume went much beyond my expectations. Here I shall give a brief analysis of the answers given to my questions, mentioning the extent of agreement and disagreement. Alright, so I'm going to go through the first question. What is your definition of science and religion. In the questionnaire, by science, I meant the sciences of nature, and here the definitions given by our respondents could be summarized in the following form. Science is the systematic search for understanding of the way the natural world is structured and functions. This is by G. Ellis. Bile believes that science involves much more than empirical observations and mathematical analysis. He refers to the observational aspects of science as science and to the theoretical extrapolation and explanation of these observations as science. According to Haught, science seeks quantitative knowledge of recurrent natural routines on the basis of which practical prediction is made. In doing so, it deliberately leaves out any adequate consideration of value, purpose, God, meaning, novelty, and subjectivity. In the case of religion, the definitions given by the respondents were apparently different, but all of their definitions of religion fell within one of the following categories. Religion is a response to the transcendent by which meaning that underlies the physical world is provided and human lives are transformed. Religion is a right pattern of knowing and worshipping God. Religion is a way of life and a philosophy of life based on humanity of man and for guiding him to the belief that the universe has a creator and sustainer. Religion seeks to understand and to bind us to the scheme of things in which God is preeminent. Religion has to do with the ultimate good of man and is concerned foremost with the relation of man and God. It is based on a divine revelation. And so it keeps on introducing the different categories.
Seven, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on Bookshelf, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran on IRIB English Radio. We were busy reading the book Some Important Questions Concerning Science-Religion Relationship with Each Other by Mehdi Golshani. Let's read more. Now, I want to also read another question, and that is question 6, religious science. Here there was a disagreement among the respondents. Some scholars denied that the concept religious sciences makes any sense, but asserted that we can have a science compatible with religion, according to H. Smith, for instance, or a science open to religion and religious insights by Worthing. There were, however, others who gave a meaning to the term, but disagreed with that meaning. For example, religious science could be introducing religious concepts into our descriptions of scientific mechanism, direct divine intervention in the categories used in scientific descriptions, a science in which appropriate religious meaning is given to the scientific theories. Finally, there were some respondents who thought that religious science makes sense, and they gave their interpretation of the term. The following definition summarizes the position of many respondents. This is a science that includes the metaphysics which underlies the religious views of reality. This is a definition by Nash. In fact, as M. Poole pointed out, Christian, Jewish, and Islamic scientists saw science as a major activity operating within the wider perspective of a world which God has created and for which He holds us responsible. All right, this is a very interesting book. Personally, I like this book a lot because I think this discussion of the relation between science and religion is a very important one. Well, if you missed our program today, you don't need to worry. We introduced the book, Some Important Questions Concerning Science-Religion Relationship by Dr. Mehdi Golshani. You can download this book from al-islam.org. If you missed our program, you need not worry either. You can download an archive of this program and our previous programs from our website and also give us your opinions and suggestions. Until next week, you were listening to Bookshelf from IRIB English Radio from the Islamic Republic of Iran. Until next program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.